We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses, people that were once in your shoes. Our TSBC alumni, speakers, and friends will shed light on growth strategies, resources, and inspiration to help you scale your creative business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt, the founder of Trade Show Bootcamp, and welcome to Proof to Product. This week is a special one in that we're bringing you a series of episodes that closely mirror what we teach during our signature program, Paper Camp. We have cut together some of our favorite episodes featuring our Trade Show Bootcamp alumni and speakers, and we're talking about things like product development, sales strategies for wholesale, and exhibiting at wholesale trade shows. I hope these compilation episodes inspire you to push forward in your business. And if you need a helping hand, we invite you to join us for the Paper Camp e-course, which starts next week. It is a four-week course featuring live group coaching calls with me and some of my favorite guest experts, including Kristen Lay of Thimble Press, Karina Murray of Crow & Canary, Rachel Hetzel of Pistachio Press, and Heather Haney of Rock, Paper, Scissors. So for more information, head over to tradeshowcamp.com/PCE. That's PCE for Paper Camp eCourse. And join us. Registration closes on Friday. Now on to the show. All right, I'm here with Catherine from Blackbird Letterpress. How are you doing, Catherine?
Good, Katie. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. So how many years have you been doing the National Stationery Show?
This is my ninth year.
And how many other shows, which other shows have you done?
New York Now, Winter and Summer, and Atlanta two times.
Okay. So you're a seasoned pro by this point.
This is show 19.
Total?
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
Insane.
Over the years, you have clearly streamlined your process of exhibiting your booth and everything involved. What were some of the biggest things, or what advice would you give to somebody that's just starting out, and how to make it easier for them as they start to exhibit more?
I guess it really depends on how many shows you want to do, I think. So when we started doing more shows and knowing we wanted to do them over and over in several a year, getting a crate and storing it somewhere else is really the way to go for us. So we could have our walls and all of our furniture, our inventory, you know, everything's there except for new stuff. That's really helped streamline stuff. Otherwise, you're still trying to figure out how to be fresh.
Yeah.
If you get a new can of paint, or do you figure out a new display, or what?
You've done a really great job, though, of reusing different pieces, furniture pieces, your walls, but still making them fresh with the way you display things, or even, like you said, a fresh coat of paint. So do you come in a day early? Like, how many days do you allow for setup, and do you give yourself extra time so that you can switch it up every show?
We always come 2 days to set up, and it's always been. Always just the Friday, Saturday before a show. And then I think it's just planning ahead. Are we going to paint? What do we want to do? Most of the time now, it is streamlined, where we know how the walls go up, how the floor goes up, if the vinyl goes on the wall, so that it gives us a little time to think about, do we want to add a triangle of paint, or do we want to put a new coat of paint or something like that. So try to think ahead and then just show up and get it going.
Since you are such a seasoned pro at this, you are. From a business perspective, are you seeing more and more orders that are reorders, or are you still continuing to meet new accounts at these shows?
I mean, we get a mix. I think we do totally get a mix. We get a lot of the same people that we see all the time, and then this show we've gotten a bunch of new stores, which I wasn't sure that we would do that this year. So I think it's always a mix, but it's a roller coaster.
For sure. I agree with that. Tell us about some of the other benefits of coming to these shows, not just stationery show in particular, but all of these shows. What are some of the benefits of being here in person in front of buyers?
I think really having the stuff up on the wall and seeing it all together, because even with sales reps, we have stores that come in that don't get to see the whole line, even if they have sales reps that come in. So for them to be able to see it all together and as a cohesive whole, I think that makes sense, or helps them figure out ways to bring in other things. And then meeting new people face to face is a big thing.
Yeah. Have you seen other benefits too, like maybe finding reps or licensing partners or things like that?
Reps for sure. And I did a project with Penguin Random House this year that came out, and they found me at a stationery show. And any big accounts, sometimes that's where we find our big accounts if we have them, you know, and they come and go, but that's where we see them more than if I reached out to them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point, actually, that a lot of the big box stores and the big accounts, they don't necessarily buy at the shows. Right. They're usually just scoping to see who they like and pick up catalogs, and they'll oftentimes do their buying, later, or they have their own cycles that they do. So being here is a great way to get in front of them versus cold calling or cold emailing them.
Right. And you get to meet them and see their face and kind of know who you're dealing with later.
Absolutely. So thank you so much, Catherine. Where can people find you online to check out your products and follow you on social media?
BlackbirdLetterPress.com and Blackbird Letterpress.
Easy peasy. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. I am here with Kim from Ramon and Ruth. How are you doing, Kim?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. So how many years have you done the National Stationery Show?
This is number 8.
Wow, already?
Yeah, already, 10 plus.
Have you done any other shows? I can't remember.
I have done New York Now with reps, but just in February. That was my first time, so okay. It's been the one.
Cool. How has the show, for you, in terms of logistics and sales and all of the things, how has it changed over the years for you as you've done more and more shows?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we do a little better every year, honestly. Like, every year we meet more people. And I just have so much fun coming to it and seeing everybody again. And I would say a little bit every year.
That's great to hear. How many, sound like I'm getting so technical here, but roughly, are you seeing a lot of new orders, new accounts coming through, or is it mostly reorders?
This year it's been a lot of new, which is really nice. In previous years, I'd say it's about half and half, but this year in particular, we've had a lot of new orders.
Oh, that's great. What is something that you do ahead of time to make your process here, whether it's setup or actual sales process, easier? So things that you do at home in your planning stage?
I try to do as much as I can at home. I've learned over the years, you think, oh, you'll have all this time here, but it's like, no, you got to get it done when you can. So things like the SKU labels, I get all those printed out and ready to go. I used to hand write them all. I'm like, no, we're just going to have those ready to go. And then I have the order of my cards are all set up. So I get here and I just put them on the shelves. They're already in the order they need to be. So any little thing you can do to make it go fast when you're here.
I was always shocked by how long it took to put my products actually on the walls and just get the product display set up. I remember from my first show, I think I factored in an hour of time that would take, when in reality, it took half the day.
Yeah, I know. You think, okay, I got my walls up. We're pretty much there. And then, the little details and getting everything just so, that can take a while.
Is there anything, now that you have done the show for 8 years, I assume you've streamlined the process with your booth, but is there anything that you splurged on this year that you hadn't splurged on in past years?
I'm trying to think. Okay. No, I just really kept it. I keep it pretty simple and basic because I've kind of learned over the years, what's important is the product. And so I really try to focus on that and having a strong release. And then the other stuff, if you have time for, it's fine. But I've learned just focus on the product.
I love that you said that because here it is about the product. It's not necessarily about the way your booth looks or anything like that. If you have strong product, it will sell well. What did you do ahead of the show in terms of marketing efforts to drive traffic to your booth?
Sure. So I did I always do a direct mailer. Well, except the first year I didn't even, I was just so new. I didn't have a clue that people did that. So the direct mailer, I try to put a lot of time into that. And then I do an email blast to my mailing list. I think those are the main two things.
What about post-show follow-up?
And post-show, I also will do an email blast, remind people of the show special. And I think that's been a really key thing is the follow-up.
Oh, yeah. Follow-up's where a lot of the magic happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, cool. Well, where can people find your products online and where can they follow you on social media?
Sure. It's RamonaandRuth.com and then @ Ramona and Ruth.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Kim.
Yeah. Thanks, Katie.
All right. I am here with Pippi and Jenny from E. Francis Paper. How are you girls doing?
Great. Hi, Katie.
Good. Hello.
So excited to chat with you today. How many times have you guys exhibited at the National Stationery Show?
This is our 4th year exhibiting.
And how has it gotten easier for you over time?
I think that the biggest thing for us is we don't put this is the be-all, end-all, our booth, and so we've kind of relaxed a little bit and really tried to get in and out of the Javits for setup as fast as we can.
Are there things that you did ahead of time to make your show setup a lot easier?
Oh, yeah. Everything is planned in our studio down to we've already printed our SKUs for the shelves, so that way there's really only some editing at the end, but it's really all thought out previously, so you don't have to think in that crazy Javits
thinking back to your very first show, how many days did you need for setup then versus how many days did you need this time around?
I don't know. We've always been pretty good about it. So that's a tricky one for us. We've kind of always gone into it thinking it's so crazy to spend, you know, 25, 30 hours setting up our tiny booth. And so we have really kind of stuck to that. I think we started that way, and then we stuck to it because we thought this was fantastic. And so we kind of were lucky in that we did that from the very get-go. And I think we learned that we were smart that first year and stuck with it. Even as our booths got more complicated, we had to edit more. So we learned to do it a lot more before and be prepared, because then if things go wrong, you're set up. If you're organized, you're ready to be flexible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, too, if it's not broken, don't fix it, right? So if you're just expanding upon what you've already done and what you know already works, you know, it's going to be smooth sailing, hopefully, too. Do you guys set this whole thing up back in your studio before you even, you know, head to the show?
We use the floor and just measure out and really just lie it out. Now, that being said, this year was the first year we rented walls, so that's why we used our floor. But last year when we had, or the last time we showed, when we had our own booth, we did have it set up in our office, which was crazy. And we don't have space for that now, but it was crazy good, really. Yeah. But as long as you have it, you know, drawn out, you know, Allie does it in design or wherever she puts it, and then we put it physically on the floor and measure it out and put our SKUs, then we're ready to go.
Cool. What are some of the benefits of being at a show like this and getting in front of all of your buyers and showing them your whole line of product?
Oh, I think it's really fun because, you know, we, especially being the three of us, we come up with the ideas and we can tell little stories behind it. And it's just so nice to see these people that we know order from us, or we email with them all the time. And so it's really nice to point out favorites and give them little snippets, like a one baby card is my childhood teddy bear. And, you know, you really can make connections and say, you know what, this we've heard really works well in the anniversary section, not just Valentine's Day. And so I think just they get to know us as, a you know, people, which helps our branding. And, you know, it just grows from there.
Absolutely. So what's coming up next for you guys? Anything big in the works for the rest of the year?
Well, we bought a building, so we have a new headquarters coming in our Middletown, Rhode Island. So it's just over the border of Newport, and it's an old car garage, and we're looking forward to really being in the community and growing a new space and future home for long-term E. Francis Paper.
That's awesome. Well, where can people find you online?
EFrancisPaper.com. And I'm sure a lot of our retailers as well have some online sites.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm here from Stephanie from Halifax Paper Hearts. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for visiting us.
Of course. I love everything you've done and how you used real items for displays. You've got this jean jacket here with like your pins on it, and it just all looks really great. So congrats on your first show.
Thank you so much.
So what did you skimp on and what did you splurge on when preparing for this show and outfitting your booth?
To be honest with you, I wish I could say that we did skimp on something for the booth because, you know, obviously when you're making an investment of this caliber, like it can cost quite a lot when you're building a booth. For us, it was really, really important to me because we were shipping it from Canada that we didn't have to send anything additional with it, and also that we didn't have to go anywhere to buy anything. So I really like built hard walls. You know, we packed the flooring, we packed all of the supplies, we put everything into crates and shipped it here. And my plan is to store it here. So the reason that we didn't skimp was just so that we wouldn't have to go into, you know, investing even more money next year and the year after into some of the bigger things that we needed.
So. Smart. I love that you were thinking long term and you were thinking how to stretch that budget over several years versus just this one show. What advice would you give to someone else that's just starting out with shows and they're wondering how to make this all happen?
I would say it can certainly become really easy for you to look around at someone who's been in the business for 5 or 10 years and say, like, I have to be like that year one. I think for us, where we were looking at it more on a 3 to 5 year window, as we do with most of our retail relationships, we were really committed to sort of building it out the first year, but we didn't have to do it that way. Like, there's definitely other ways we could have. With our line, we do have larger prints, and we also have an assortment of items that you could or couldn't kind of go together depending on how you position them. So for us, it was important to have one wall that was darker, that was sort of standalone, and then to have our cards be on something that was a bit sort of lighter and cleaner looking. So we spread it out over a larger booth. So my recommendation would just be do what you can afford, make sure that you have enough space in your booth to sort of showcase your products. And also, it's a really big challenge, I think, to keep your focus on the product. So for us, it was a very delicate balancing act between how do we bring ourselves into the booth in terms of our brand and who we are without taking away from or distracting from the reason that we're here, which essentially is to share what our work with people.
Oh, I love that. Leading into that, What were some of your goals coming to this show, you know, outside of sales, too? What kind of opportunities did you want? You know, you're coming from Canada. You're spending a lot of money to be here. What did you want to get out of this show?
I think it definitely is a loaded question. I mean, of course, you definitely want to recover your investment. But at the same time, we understand that's not going to happen in 4 days. So in some cases, especially when you're new to market and there's a lot of choices, our only job right now is just to introduce ourselves, get in the door, and create like some really positive conversations around our brand. So I would say that in terms of goals, I think, you know, building and assembling a booth with no tools, that was a huge goal, you know.
Yeah.
And I think we did, you know, there wasn't anything I forgot, which is crazy because I felt like there would be things, you know, that would come up. And so that was a big win and a big goal I had was just for that to be seamless. Also, of course, like we've loved meeting people and talking about licensing opportunities. That's something that we don't do a lot of. And so having some really interesting conversations around products that we feel like our illustrations would lend themselves to, well, that's been really exciting. And definitely that was a goal. And then some of the major retailers, you know, especially the ones in our own market, so the national distributors and the national retailers, we haven't had serious conversations with them at the Canadian shows. And so being here definitely puts you on the global stage and pushed us to get better with our product line, but also to get really refined as a brand. You know, after walking the show last year, we did a complete rebrand. And so coming here and setting goals to just, you know, compete on a global level and be visible on a global level has been, yeah, big goal of ours.
That's fantastic. Talk a little bit about your new products too, because you're expanding into the gift category. You've got some new things that you're releasing here at the show, and you've got some things lined up for later in the year that I don't know that you could talk about. But for what you can talk about now, tell us about how you've grown the line.
So actually, after coming to Paper Camp, so Karina and Kimberly really gave me some great insight around sort of building collections around the one-off products we had. And that helped us to really build that cohesiveness and to talk about and tell the same story with all of our products, which was really helpful. So we did introduce our denim camera straps. They're part of what we're calling our Heart Followers Travel Collection. It will build out into other products like pouches and other themes. But I think that that's something that we definitely have sort of I don't want to say struggled with, but definitely had to think about a lot, because I think what can happen is you get excited about a concept or an idea and you want to make all of the things right now.
Oh, yeah.
So for us, we set small goals. We're like, you know what, if we can bring one new product to market and it can be something we're really proud of and that we feel that we can stand behind and that our customers online, you know, our Instagram followers and all that, they're excited about it from a retail perspective, that's what we're focused on. So we're going to just continue to kind of bring, you know, a couple little things at a time. There's only so much that a small little, you know, maker shop can do.
But you've done it in a very thoughtful way. And when people see your website, they're going to know what I mean when they say that. So where can people find you online?
So we're at halifaxpaperhearts.com. We have built out a U.S. wholesale site, which you can get to through our retail site as well, just to help with that U.S. dollar conversion and all that fun stuff. But yeah, it's halifaxpaperhearts.com. You can also find us at paperheartshfx on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
That's great. Hey guys, I have some exciting news. You have been patiently waiting for the return of our Paper Camp e-course, and I'm thrilled to tell you that the fall session is now open for enrollment. This is our 4-week program that includes a mix of do-it-yourself videos and live coaching calls with me and some pretty amazing guest experts. Week one is where we talk all about developing your product line and making sure that it's ready for the wholesale market. We'll review pricing, packaging, and make sure your products are in line with the industry standards. Week two, we dive into wholesale sales tools. We'll tell you what you need to have ready prior to wholesaling and how to create things like your catalog and order forms. This is the week we also talk about working with sales reps and how to know if you're ready for that. Week three is a biggie. It's where we dive into exhibiting at wholesale trade shows. We talk about how it works, how much it costs, resources for building your booth, and how to get it all there. Now, this week has over 2.5 hours of videos tied to it, but we did break things down into bite-sized pieces so you can find what you need quickly and when you need it most. Week four is when we talk about marketing to retailers, how to best reach them, what to say, and how often to follow up so that you do not feel like a pest. Plus, this is the week that we are going to hear from a shop owner during our live coaching calls, so you'll be able to ask them all the questions you have that you've been wanting to ask. Now, this is not your ordinary course where you log in and you're left to do everything yourself. Here during the Paper Camp e-course, each week we'll build upon the next, and I'll be there answering your questions as we go in our Facebook group as well as in our live coaching calls.
Now, classes start on October 8th, and this will be the very last time that Paper Camp is offered in 2018. So if you're doing any winter shows like New York Now, Las Vegas Market, or even the Stationery Show in February, you want to sign up for this program because we're not going to offer it again before those shows. Now, to register, head on over to tradeshowcamp.com and click on the Paper Camp eCourse banner. And if you have any questions or if you're wondering if this is the right program for you, feel free to email me at katie@tradeshowcamp.com.
Proof to Product is brought to you by Trade Show Bootcamp and hosted by me, Katie Hunt. Since 2011, TSBC has worked with hundreds of product-based businesses to help them uplevel, scale, and build profitable, sustainable companies. You can find our show notes and additional resources at prooftoproduct.com. And if you like what you heard today, please head over to Apple Podcasts to leave a 5-star review and subscribe. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a new episode.